Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come to say thank you, Father God, for this another day that you have made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name, Father, your name alone is greatly to be praised. Father, we want to bless you for life, for health, for strength, Father God, for our rising, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, your grace, your mercies, your provisions, Father God, your help in the time of trouble. Oh, Father God, when our backs are against the wall, Father God, you redeem us, Father God, you rescue us, you show us the way out. Father God, when we're down, you lift us up. Father God, when we're up, you take us higher. Oh, Father God, when we're out, you bring us in, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter where we are, you are, Father God, leading us and guiding us and directing us in the way that we should go. When we fall, you're there to pick us up again, Father, in the name of Jesus. When we don't know what to do, you're there showing us what to do. When we don't know what to say, you're there, Father God, speaking through us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you that you're always there. It's in you we live, we move, we have our being. Oh, Father God, gracious and mighty, mighty and great, gracious and mighty and great. So, Father, as we come on this afternoon, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We want to say thank you, Father God, for helping us, Father God, to just participate, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you. Any way we can get worship in, Father. Father, if it's on social media, if it's on the radio, if it's in person, Father God. Father God, however we can get it in, we say thank you, Father God, because the word is the word is the word is the word, and faith cometh by hearing. So, Father God, as long as we can hear, then, Father God, we're okay. Father God, hallelujah. So we say thank you, Father, hallelujah, for the hearing. So Father, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church on today, Father God. Father, we want to bind every spirit of interference, every spirit of interruption, Father God, that might come to hinder, Father God, the flow. Father God, of what you're doing, what you're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you. We say thank you, God. Millions didn't make it from last Sunday to this Sunday, Father. There's been a lot of funerals. People are still, Father God, at the city morgue. People are dead, and people don't even know they're dead yet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so much going on. But Father God, and we don't know what's going to happen between this Sunday and next Sunday. We have no idea. But we thank you for today, and we bless you for it. So now, Father God, we surrender this day into your hands. We surrender this service into your hands, and we ask that you and you alone will be glorified, magnified, and praised in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen, and amen. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Amen. We bless each and every one of you. And thank you, amen, for, amen, chiming in today. Or maybe you're on replay. Maybe you were flipping through the channels today, whatever. But you're here, and you're here in Jesus' name. So we welcome you. Amen. To the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. A place where we just come to promote Jesus every day of the week. 7 days of the week is what we do here. It says we just lift him up one way or another. We lift him up through prayer. We lift him up through praise and worship. We lift him up, glory be to God, through teaching the word, preaching the word. Amen. We just lift him up. Amen. In our testimonies. Amen. In our creative readings. We come different ways, but we only come in one way. Amen. And that's the way of the Lord, the way of his will, the way of his kingdom. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. Amen. And amen. We pray that everybody had a good weekend. Amen. And just looking forward to the next moment.
the next moment, every moment, amen, the songwriter sang a song, amen, one moment in your presence changes everything, amen, and amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Genesis and chapter number 37, Genesis chapter number 37, and I just want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Genesis chapter 37. We want to begin reading in verse number 5. And it reads like this. And it reads, and Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. And behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren also, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. This was his second dream. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. And we give God all the praise and all the glory and the honor. I just want to encourage you for a few minutes this day. Amen. On the subject, woke from the dream. Oh, woke. Awoke from the dream. Amen and amen and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for this story of Joseph. Amen. Joseph, amen, who was Isaac's last child. Well, not the last child. He was his favorite child because we know about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Glory be to God. And Jacob, amen, had a... he was born, Joseph was born out of Jacob's older age. So it's something about children born out of the older age. And most parents that know when you have children when you're young and then children when you're older age, you know, I think when you're just more resolved when you're older, you're more mature when you're older. Not only that, Joseph was born, his mother, amen, had a difficult time bearing children. Her name was Rachel. Amen. And Jacob really did love Rachel. Amen. But she could bear no children. And so when God finally blessed the fruit of her womb, and here comes Joseph, I mean, that even put the bond even closer together. Amen. So that is his story. He had 10 other brothers. Okay, he had 11 other brothers, but 10 of them older than him. And so here we pick up in our story, amen, where Joseph had a dream. Oh, my God. We want to thank God for dreams. We want to thank God for dreams. Why? Because God speaks through dreams. God, amen, hallelujah, he speaks once. He says twice, amen, does the Lord speak in dreams, amen. Let me see, hallelujah, if I can give you that scripture that just popped to my mind. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. I like to do scripture reference. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Because amen. Everything we say has to be based on, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, through the word. Amen. And so, amen. In Psalms 62:11, it says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. Amen. Twice. Amen. And then there's another scripture, amen, in the word that says how God speaks through dreams. Glory be to God. And let's see if I can find that one too. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord. Thank God. Amen for the dreamer. Thank God for the dreamer. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Job. Amen. Chapter number 33. Verse number 15, it says, he speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. So we see God's hands of mercy in our dreams. Amen. Protecting us, giving us warning, telling us what to do, what not to do, telling us to go, telling us to cancel that appointment. Come on now. Oh, the Lord is so lovely. Amen. And we know that even in King Solomon's life, King Solomon, who was the richest person on planet Earth ever. And we know that the richest man on the Earth right now at this particular time, according to the records, is a man by the name of Elon Musk. Amen. He is the man that is responsible for the electric automobiles, the Tesla. Amen. And they're saying that he's worth something like about $150 billion. Like money you could never, ever spend in one lifetime. Okay, that's a lot of money. Amen. But Solomon had more money than him. Ha! Because the Bible says Solomon was the richest man ever and ever to be. But how? How did he obtain his wealth? Through a dream. God came to Solomon through a dream. God spoke to Solomon through a dream. He encouraged Solomon to make your request known to me through a dream. And Solomon made his request through a dream. And God, not only did God answer Solomon and give Solomon what Solomon required, amen, but he said, I'm going to give you what you didn't ask through a dream. Amen. And so we can go on and on and on. Glory be to God, beloved. And we pray that, amen, you will hold on to your dreams. Why? Because God speaks and communicates through dreams. Well, here, Joseph had a dream. And you know what the beautiful part about Joseph's dream was? Joseph's dream, amen, glory be to God, the same dream 2 times. I know in my own personal life that has happened to me. Sometimes I have a dream. I'll wake up, go to the bathroom, have a cup of water, lay back down again, and pick up where I left off. Oh, God. I don't know how God does this thing in the spirit, beloved. We just know it's beautiful. Amen. Joseph had a dream, and the Bible says, see, you got to be careful when God repeats himself. When God speaks twice. Peter, when God speaks twice, I mean, God is confirming a message. God is confirming a mission. God is confirming his will. And he spoke to Joseph twice, the same dream. He didn't give him one dream this time and another dream another time. It was the same dream. Well, he shared it with his brothers. He shared it with his brothers, and they became envious of him, amen, because of his dream. Amen. Beloved, so what does that show us as we go forward? Amen. Number one, amen, that everybody's not going to be as happy for you as you're going to be. We're happy when God speaks to us, shows us, amen. And I know early in my Christianity, I would think, you know, if I'm happy, you're going to be happy. Amen. But it doesn't always work that way. Amen. Sometimes the people you think would be happy for you. Those are closest. Joseph didn't share it with strangers. He shared the dream with his brethren, his bosom. They all had the same father, natural father, Jacob. Okay. So you would think that they would be happy for him, but they was not. Amen. So beloved, so we it's okay to share the dream, but we have to be careful who we share the dream with. Amen. So anyhow, amen, he went on, he shared the dream, he was rebuked by his father, his brothers was envious, the envy turned, amen, into hatred, the hatred turns into murder, amen, where they threw him, amen, in the bottom of a well and left him for dead. See, that's what, amen, that's what envy will do. That's why we, you know, we got to pull these things up from by the roots, by the Holy Ghost, because one thing leads to another. It don't get better. If we don't put the blood of Jesus on it, it don't get better. It only gets worse. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, when we go on and we travel the story of Joseph, amen, we find out that Joseph went through 13 years of hell and high water. 13 years from the time that God gave him the vision. That tell you, the vision did not manifest the next day. I know he wish he had. Huh? No, 13 years in the making. Amen. He was sold as a slave. He was purchased as a slave. He went into Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife tried to rape him. Then he was lied on. Now, he still had the dream. Huh? After he was lied on, he was thrown in prison. He was in prison for over 3 years. Huh? But he still had the dream. He did not relinquish the dream. He held on to the dream 13 years later. Glory be to the living God. Huh? Well, when an architect, when a builder, amen, wants to build the house, wants to build the building, glory be to God. They may have a drawing out on papers. They might have met with the engineer and said, hey, this is how we want everything to look. Huh? The architect, this is how everything's going to look when it's finished. Huh? But, dude, that building does not take place overnight. Oh, we want to thank God for the building process. Oh, beloved, when God gives you a dream, we want you to know, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. It's a beginning point, amen, and it's a fruition point. The same way when a man has sexual intercourse with his wife and he plants that seed into her womb, glory, he might have hit it. Oh, yeah, baby, junior coming forth. They conceived. You hear what I'm saying? But the baby isn't brought forth the next day. Oh, no. Here you are some 8, 9, 10 months later. Amen. Come on now. But Joseph had the dream that the Lord had given unto him. Beloved, 13 years later. And then the Bible picks up in Genesis chapter number 41 in your Bible. Amen. Let's look at verse number 37. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Then I'm going to read it in your hearing. Genesis 41, verse number 37. And it reads like this. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? He's talking about Joseph. He's talking about this same Joseph who had the dream, this same Joseph who God had showed him that God was going to take him to the top, that he was going to be ruling and reigning. Now, this same Joseph, when God showed him, he was going to be the head and not the tail. He was going to be the lender and not the borrower. He was going to be above only and not beneath. That he was going to be at the top and not on the bottom. That he was going to live and not die. This same Joseph, some 13 years later, after hell and high water, after every demon in hell tried to attack this man of God, here we are, beloved, 13 years later, glory be to God, and this is Pharaoh talking in verse number 38, amen. He had just drawn Joseph out of the prison where he was been falsely accused for over 3 years. And glory be to God. And he heard, amen, that he could interpret dreams, and that was a miracle that he found that out, amen, because when the butler, amen, got out of prison, And Joseph had interpreted his dream in prison, he forgot about Joseph. Sometimes people forget about you, beloved. Oh, they forget about you when they're doing well. Or they want to draw close to you when they're going through. But when they get on top, they want to forget about you. But by the supreme grace of God, amen, it was forced. Because nobody wanted to die. And the king said, I'm going to kill everybody if somebody can't interpret his dream. What was that? That was pressure being applied to bring Joseph forth. Ah, my God. I tell you, God will apply outside pressure, amen, to squeeze you on top. Oh, glory be to the living God. The same way when you squeeze a lemon, you squeeze that lemon hard enough, baby, the juices are flowing. Well, guess what? You the juice. Amen, hallelujah. So here, 13 years later, well, with the dream still in his heart, let me tell you something, beloved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God does not change his mind. Gifts and callings are without repentance. If God said it, hallelujah, beloved, it's just a matter of when and where and how. When God going to do it, where God going to do it, and how God going to do it. But you best believe God going to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So here it is, Joseph, amen, King Pharaoh talking about Joseph, verse number 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God have showed thee all this, talking about the interpretation of his dreams, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be, now this is a blessing now, beloved, that the king is putting on Joseph, the one who has been mistreated for 13 years. 13 years of suffering. 13 years when it looked like nobody cared for him. Nobody loved him. His family turned his back on him. 13 years of isolation. Oh, you think COVID is bad with us being isolated over the last 2-3 years? Well, he had 13 years of supreme isolation. Now look at the blessing coming forward. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And the Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, out thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name, hallelujah, he changed his name. and he gave him his daughter to be his wife. Glory be to God. And Joseph was 30 years old. That's how you knew it was 13 years of suffering, because he was 17 years old when his brothers threw him in the pit. Now he's 30 years old. So that's 13 years later. Beloved, I come tell you, weeping may endure for a night. Ha, my God, Jesus have mercy. But joy cometh in the morning. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here we see, 13 years later, the dream came to pass. Beloved, I come to tell you right now, some of us, amen, the Lord has given us a dream. God has given us a vision. God has given us a promise. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have gotten a little weary. Because we figured it's a long time now. Maybe it was the pig feet you had for dinner. Maybe it was because that room was hot that you were sleeping in. The devil wants you to think, amen, that God didn't give you that dream. The devil wants you to think that it was your imagination. The devil wants you to think it's all that medicine you're taking. The devil wants you to think that God is a liar and you a liar, amen, and you're out of your mind. Glory be to God, because your dream that the Lord has given you, hallelujah, about your breakthrough, hallelujah, about your turnaround, about your children, about your health, about your destiny, hallelujah, hasn't come to pass yet. I come to tell you this morning, be not discouraged. We can only imagine, beloved. We only get little bits and pieces of Joseph's life. But we know that Joseph was very human. And we can imagine that some nights Joseph laid up in that prison, laid up in, hallelujah, in that hole, and cried like a baby. Felt isolated. Couldn't figure out what was going on. Hadn't did a thing wrong. Hadn't harmed nobody. All he did was share his dream. Oh, glory be to God. But yet he suffered for 13 years. But beloved, I come to tell you this day, hallelujah, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. I come to tell you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joseph went to bed one night in the prison as a prisoner. When he woke up the next morning, he was getting dressed up to go see Pharaoh, and he never went back. I come to tell you, God is about to do something in your life. Hallelujah, beloved, in a moment. What a difference a day makes. Glory, one day. Glory be to God. Beloved, Psalms 126 says this. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Oh my God, that we was like the dreamers. When God turned the captivity of Zion, when God turned situations around, my finances was funky, but when God turned situations around, we was like those who dreamed. My relationship was devastating, but God came in and turned that situation around in the midnight hour, even in the middle of the day, when I couldn't see my way, I almost lost hope, but God came in and turned the devastation around. The doctors had given me a bad report, but God turned the situations around. It looked like I was going down and out for the count. I didn't know what to do. I was between a rock in a hard place. Glory be to God. I was desperate. Hallelujah. But the Lord came in and turned the captivity around. He freed me from my captivity. He freed me from my sin. He freed me from the weight. He freed me from the fear. He freed me from the bondage. He freed me from the embarrassment. He freed me. Oh, glory be to God, from the loneliness. He freed me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He woke me up from the dream. He woke me up. Hallelujah. I knew he would do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I kept praying he would do it. I knew he was doing it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I would go to bed at night knowing that God was going to come through. I didn't know why it was taking him so long, but I never lost faith. I knew he would do it. Hallelujah. My children, amen, grandchildren got worse instead of getting better. But I always knew he would do it because I was holding on to the dream that he would. I was holding on to the promise that he would. But I went to bed one night without. But I was like Joseph when I woke up in the morning. God woke me up from the dream. The dream became a reality. Just like in Joseph's life. God is not a man and God is not a liar. 13 years later, the dream became a reality. I come to prophesy to somebody today that this is your day of reality, that God is waking you up from the dream. You don't have to dream about it no more because it's real. You don't have to dream about it no more. Why? Because you're walking in it. You're walking in the blessing. You're living in the blessing. Joseph didn't have to dream no more. God didn't have to show him the dream a third time. They put the robe on him. Baby, that was real. They put the ring on him. Baby, that was real. They gave him the car. They gave him the house. He didn't have to work for nothing. Come on now, come on. I'm about finished. Let me get two jobs. Joseph didn't have to work for nothing. Let me get me a little side hustle. Joseph didn't have to work for nothing. Glory be to God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God said, I am doing this. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Psalms 126 said, when the Lord finally came in and turned this thing around, turned this embarrassment around, oh yeah, we was embarrassed. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Those who wait on God shall do exploits. Oh, hallelujah. Said we was like them who dreamed. Verse number 2 says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Oh, baby, get ready to sing a new song. Ha! Get ready to sing a new song. He who laughs first laughs last. Hey, glory, get your laugh on. Sarah said, look here, I'm 90 years old, but God made me laugh. Here come the promise. Here come the dream. Here come baby Isaac. God made me laugh. Will somebody laugh with me? I come to encourage you to get your laugh on. Glory be to God, because God is waking you up from your dream. No more dreaming, baby. You held on to the dream. That's how you got here. You held on to the dream. That's why you didn't get weary and well doing. You held on to the dream. That's why you didn't throw in the towel. You held on to the dream. Now it's time to sing. Now it's time to laugh. Hallelujah. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. But he brought us out to take us into the promised land. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. but he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid. For he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. So let's finish looking at verse 2 and verse 3. And he says here, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue singing. Then, the hallelujah, said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. Beloved, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't God do it? I come to tell you it's already did. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, God, they looked at Joseph scratching their head. They said, wait a minute, we know you was in prison. We know you a prison boy. How you get here? He was a vice president in the land. We know your story. How you get here? Huh? Hallelujah, glory to God. Guess what? God's the same God yesterday and forever. Beloved, amen, family members, friends scratching their heads. Say, I know your story. How in the world did you get here? Because God did it. Because God did it. Hallelujah. And had the heathen, the unsaved, the ungenerated talking about it. Not only the saved in the Christian community, the un-Christian will also be talking about your testimony. Hallelujah, because God did it. God did it. He woke us out of the dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God made it a truth. God made it a reality. Hallelujah. That's why he gave it to you in the first place. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Your change has come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Verse 4. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Turn it around. I said, God's going to keep on turning it around. Not only is he going to turn around that one situation, he's going to turn around the other situation. I tell you, it's your time to turn it. As the world turns, God is turning your world around. Everything's going to be turned around in your relationships, turned around in your spiritual life, turned around in your mental life, turned around in your financial life, turned around in your economical life. I said, just turned around. Your season of favor. Glory be to God. This is your set time. Glory be to God. Why? Because you held on to the dream. And you held on to the promise. And the promises of God are yes. And amen. Hallelujah. Verse number 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap and joy. Baby, bottle them tears. Bottle them tears. They're not tears of sorrow, baby. These are tears of joy. Woo! Happy for what God is about to do. Woo, my God. But guess what? Joseph never gave up believing. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Ye shall reap if ye faint not. Joseph didn't tell everybody where to go. Oh, he could have told everybody to go to H-E-L-L. Joseph didn't do it. No, he held on to the dream, baby. Hold tight. Hold tight. Hallelujah. He that goeth forth and weepeth, hallelujah, bearing precious seed, hallelujah, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. Freed from captivity. Beloved, amen. The devil cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He come to lock us down, to steal our vision, to steal our hope, to steal our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We come to tell you that today is your day of redemption. Hallelujah. Free from captivity. Hallelujah. Because you held on to the dream. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. God is working it right now in your favor. Those whole 13 years, God was working in Joseph's favor. God just didn't work the night before he was released out of prison. Oh, no, baby. God was setting it up. Hallelujah. From the get-go. From the get-go. I even go as far to say before, amen, he was even born. Hallelujah. God already saw the outcome. He was setting it up. Dream again. Don't stop dreaming. Don't let nobody steal your dream. Hallelujah. Hold on to what the Lord has showed you. Hold on to what the Lord has promised you. The devil not going to show you nothing good. Hallelujah. That was God, baby. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. And your gift will make room for you. Your gift will make room for you. Oh, God's going to spread your borders. He's going to increase your territory. Joseph went from a one-room prison, hallelujah, to owning the whole land, to the vice president in the whole nation. Don't you tell me what God won't do. Don't you? And he didn't have to put a dime. He didn't have to apply for no loan, no grants. It didn't have nothing to do with his credit report or his bank accounts. God did it. Deuteronomy 8 and 18, and I give you power to obtain wealth. Oh, my God, that my covenant might be established in all the earth. And, beloved, when we continue to read his story, we see that the blessings kept on coming. Baby, when your water break, I'm talking to any women today, amen, that had children and know a little bit, and man, you men too, you know a little bit about babies. When that water breaks, you can't stop that baby from coming. I come to tell you, beloved, amen, the water has broken. And it's time to awake from the dream, because it's now time to live the life. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, woo, thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you that we are woken from the dream. Thank you that we didn't toss the dream. We didn't give up on the dream. We didn't quit. Father God, it got hard. It got hard. Father God, some of us felt like we was in the den, Father God, with Daniel. We felt like, Father God, we was in the hole with Joseph. Some of us feel like we have been spiritually contained like Joseph, locked up in prison bars, forsaken, Father God. Hallelujah. Didn't get the encouragement we was looking for. Didn't get the encouragement we thought we needed. Didn't get the support, Father God, hallelujah, from family and friends, Father God. So we know a little bit, Father God, what it might have been like for Brother Joseph. But he didn't give up on the dream. And because he didn't give up, and because he didn't faint, you woke him up from the dream and made the dream a reality. Father God, help us to do the same. And we say thank you, and we bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, that's it, that's it. That's the word of God, that's the word of God. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, today's your day. Today is the day to wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up from your dream that the devil has given you, making you think that you're going to be okay to remain in the same spiritual state that you're in without Jesus. Now, that's a lie. That's a dream based on a lie. We want to give you a dream based on the truth. Matter of fact, your salvation is not a dream. It's a reality. If you would believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He will do the rest. Hallelujah. So come on with me. Father God, forgive me for all of my sins. I invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Help me to follow Jesus every day for the balance of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that I now have eternal life by faith and through grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There it is. Oops, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Amen. We have some materials that we want to send to you. Amen. Glory be to God who gave your life to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to communicate with you. Send us an email. Amen. Communicate with us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, through regular mail, you can do that too. Amen. It all works. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we bless the Lord. We want to invite you to come on back. Amen. We meet on social media 5 o'clock in the mornings, 3 days a week. Amen. At the morning altar. Come on back with us. Amen. 6 o'clock on the same platform for the spiritual breakfast for champions. Come on back with us. Amen. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. We're here on Sunday at 12. Amen. At the altar prayer. Amen. Monday through Fridays at 12 noon. Amen. And then back at 9 p.m. Come on back. Wednesday night Bible study at 8. Come on back. Every other Friday night, our praise party. Come on back. Amen. And then we have our TV channel. Amen. Under the ICN network. I don't have the link in front of me. Amen. If you go to our website, you can get the link and you can watch us at any time of the day because we're on 24 hours a day. Amen. Come on back. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. This is what we do. All right. All right. All right. That was it today. Amen. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. We bring you greetings from Pastor Bishop, Bishop Eric Lambert. I had an opportunity to have fellowship with them on this morning. It was beautiful. Amen. It was beautiful to have in-house fellowship. I'm telling you, that just gave me some encouragement to get something going. Amen. To get something going here with us. It's time for us to get together, not just those of us in our inner circle, but we want to meet some of you in our outer circle. Some of you who listen to this fellowship, you're here faithfully. Amen. You can't wait to hear what the message is. Amen. And you email us and you let us know that we are a blessing to you, amen, but we don't know you, amen. But we going to just give us a minute. The Lord's willing, we're going to put something together this week, amen. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to have something, amen. That fellowship service today stirred me up, amen. Wasn't a whole lot of people. Everybody's not back. Everybody's not coming back. More people are streaming, amen, than physical. But even if we got together once a month, once every 2 months, amen, it made a difference, amen. So we just want to thank God for every opportunity that we get. All right, bless the Lord, amen. If you desire to sow into the word, amen, as the word have gone forth, amen. Joseph got his breakthrough, but Joseph kept sowing. Joseph kept sowing. He kept on doing good. He could have said, I ain't doing nothing for the Lord, and I ain't doing nothing for these lying folks. He probably had some choice words. And we ain't throwing him under the bus because we probably would have did worse. Hey, look, come on now. We probably would have did worse. Ain't no telling what we would have said and did. Huh? But he kept serving. He kept sowing. Amen. He kept sowing. Amen. If you desire to sow into the word of God, amen, on today, you can visit our website, amen, at lifewordjesus.org, our Cash App, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And to God be praised. And we just want to say thank you for your giving. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. Thank you for waking us up from the dream. Woo! Thank you for waking us up to this. Father, sometimes we have had dreams that were so sweet, we didn't even want to wake up. We got mad because the telephone rang. We got mad because somebody knocked on the door. The children was making noise. We didn't even want to wake up from the dream. But Father God, it's beautiful, Father God, when we can wake up from a beautiful dream into a beautiful reality. And this is what your word promises us. We pray, Father God, for encouragement, all of your children who are discouraged on today, to get the dream back and hold on to it, because you are not a man nor a liar. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and we say thank you. God, remember all those who gave their life to you today, hallelujah. Thank you for them, Father. Give them a hunger and a thirst and a desire. Help them to be rooted and grounded in the right church, in the right ministry, to sit under the right leader, Father God, and sit there and be groomed and grow, Father God, so that you might use them for the purposes in which you created them in the first place. And we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up from the dream. Now it's time to walk in it. We're not afraid of our haters, Father God. They was hating us when we ain't had nothing. They was hating us before the promotion, so we know they're going to hate us after the promotion. But, Father God, that's between them and you. Father God, help us to stay focused, Father God, and continue to promote your name in all the earth. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. And we seal this word and this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely afternoon. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Bradford, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. God bless you.